Good morning, and welcome to worship here at Trinity Clearwater Presbyterian. Welcome to our first ever Sermons of Service Sunday. If you're visiting with us today, and if you're a member and haven't been here in the last couple of weeks, let me explain that we're just going to have a very abbreviated worship service. You'll see that in your bulletin. And then following that, we are going to gather in Fellowship Hall, where we have several service projects lined up for all of us to participate in. We have anybody who wants to. We're going out into our Skycrest neighborhood and just doing a little bit of neighborly cleanup in our neighborhood. We'll be walking around with some trash bags, and Malcolm Porter's even going to be riding around with a trailer on the back of his truck, and if we want to pick up some bigger trash, we can do that. But we'll be out in the neighborhood for those who want to do that. Then in Fellowship Hall, we've got two primary projects going on. We're putting together hygiene kits that will be sent to the Presbyterian Disaster Assistance that will then be sent to the places where PDA is working with people in disaster areas. And we're also putting together several food and supply boxes that we will be sending to some friends in Puerto Rico. So please come into the Fellowship Hall. We'll show you how to get going on all of these projects, and it'll be a great day. And then following all of that, we are Presbyterian. There will be food. We'll have all the fixings for some sandwiches. As a matter of fact, I think that's one of the projects, isn't it, Jim Rogers? One of the projects is helping put lunch together. So hang around. It's going to be a good morning, a lot of time to help other people and to visit with one another as well. You've been watching the announcements, hopefully, on the screen. We encourage you to watch those every Sunday morning. We encourage you to take your bulletins home with you, go to the church website so that you know about all the things that are going on in the life of our congregation. Now, I do want to call your attention to one little discrepancy, and that's concerning the Trinity Trippers this week. In your bulletin, the information is correct. It says Trinity Trippers are going on Wednesday, November 1st. The slide on the PowerPoint said Tuesday, November 1st. Maybe that was last year's trip. I don't know. But please, the information in your bulletin is the correct. Trinity Trippers is on Wednesday. Okay? And that said, let us turn our attention to our worship for the morning. Last week we forgot to do something, and this week we had the opportunity to do something similar, and I want to just do both of them at the same time. Last week in your bulletin we celebrated Jeff Davis's anniversary with us, and it was 3 years? Going on four. 3 years. Jeff, stand up. He's been with us for 3 years. He's doing a great job. And we appreciate all the energy that Jeff brings to our congregation. And today, we celebrate another anniversary. 7 years that Kathy Troutwine has been with us. I've been working with Kathy for 2 years now, and I learned something about her. I never knew her nickname was Super Glue. but I believe it. I believe it. Kathy, thank you for all you do for this congregation, and we appreciate every bit of it, and we're glad you're with us.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, the nickname is thanks to Jim Bader. He even had a T-shirt made with for me that has super glue on it. So let us now go to God in prayer as we pray together our morning prayer. Creator God, it is in our lives that we become aware of your life. In the rhythms of the world, we hear your pulse, your breathing, and your footsteps. We build houses of worship, not as vaults to contain you, but as reminders of the sanctuary that is all creation. Not because these are the only places we find you, because here we are reminded to look for you. On the sidewalks we pass, the highways we travel, the rooms in which we live, the sky and the sea and the land, which embrace us and tickle our senses. But even more than this, in the eyes we meet, the hands we hold, the human stories that we hear and tell of people's past, present, and future. Here is where we find you the nearest, the most real. Now, as the ushers prepare to come forward, please be prepared to present unto God your tithes and offerings, a symbol of all that we receive from God, that all is God's, and what we give back, not just in our money, but in our time and our talents also.
Well, now it's time for the sermon. Today, our sermon is the proclamation of the word through serving others. We are living the charge of St. Francis to proclaim the gospel and, if necessary, use words. So let us go from here into there and let us start proclaiming. Amen.